by Fleetwood Mac.
Blog Talk Radio.
That song's only available. Mark my words, my intentions are out there and they are coming true. the weather on the East Coast of the United States is just glorious. Today it got to be about 48, 49 degrees on the East Coast in the New York metropolitan area, and I did put my face in the sun for some time as I spoke to friends and family all day long in between packing my bag. I'm leaving my apartment. I am moving once again. This is I was speaking to a very, very good friend the other day who said, you know, what do? You move five times in your life? Well, I am making my sixth move this coming week, and I'm so excited to share it with you. It's been a dream of mine, and I have been looking for apartments, and my intention was to move at the end of June when my lease was up, but all factors and variables and considerations happened, and I found a place. When I walked into it, it felt like me. It felt like home, and it worked out. I was able to break my lease where I live now, and I am moving to a spot that has some amenities and has some really interesting dynamics, and I'm really excited about it. My children are grown, and I have my third grandchild on the way. A little girl is coming to us in April, and life for me is completely uncertain but exciting. My children are healthy. I have great relationships in my life that I value. There's not much else I could ask for. And changing where I live will change my lifestyle. And I work hard and I keep working because that's what I love to do. But I work to live. I don't live to work. You've heard me talk about ballet, you've heard me talk about tennis, and you've heard me talk about going to the gym or going to poetry classes and writing, going to singing lessons. Keep looking for, keep searching for your tomorrow. What is holding you back? Girl in Town is going to be up in just a few minutes, and Girl in Town is going to talk to you about a person that I've met. Well, I was furniture shopping for the new life, my search for tomorrow, my search for a sofa. The sofa I have is not coming with me, and I can't wait to buy the sofa I really want. Public appearances coming up in May. I will be at the West Islip Public Library. I know there's a few appearances coming up over the summer that we don't have an actual date for. Also in May, I will be doing a master class for the Fort Lee Regional Chamber of Commerce during Fashion Week. As we get closer, I'll announce that date. You can come and see me. We'll talk about purging that wardrobe so that you can get in fashion and in style. For very little money, I can give you a clue on, but also making investments in investment pieces, and also getting rid of that wardrobe that has seen better days. Have you looked in a mirror lately? Do you have a mirror? It's your time. It's your plan. It's your life. Create a strategy. Put yourself together. Put yourself together so that you look like a confident individual without ever opening your mouth. I say this because so many of you are looking like the cat dragged you in, and people are not taking you seriously, even if you know what you're talking about. You do not have to wear Chanel. You do have to groom and put yourself together. We'll talk about that in future episodes. So once again, West Islip Public Library and Fort Lee Master Class for the Regional Chamber of Commerce during Fashion Week, I will be presenting program about that wardrobe of yours and how to get ready to make a new look for yourself for your search for tomorrow. Come on, what are you searching for? What's in my glass today? Once again, it's alkaline water. And what's been not in my glass? I have some lime seltzer. And after the show, I'm going to have a nice cocktail to sort of put me into the evening. I'll be drinking a vodka gimlet. Why am I drinking a vodka gimlet? Well, I'm moving, and there's vodka in a decanter, and that has been my choice to have a nice little cocktail when I feel like it. And on Sunday nights, I usually do feel like it. It ends the week, starts a new week. So I have a vodka gimlet, and vodka gimlets are really simple to make. It's vodka and lime juice and a little bit of soda. It's really a refreshing. If you like margaritas, it's without the salt and without the sugar. So give it a try if you do partake. If you don't partake, use up something else in your refrigerator that's been sitting around for too long. And sit down, relax, and listen to the show to create your new order. Once again, I'm Jennifer N.A., and the website is www.createneworder.com. And this is blogtalkradio.com, Create New Order. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And please give us a call tonight at 657-383-0732. Weather here and there, glorious, glorious day on the Eastern Seaboard. I was on the phone with my mom, though, who's down in Bethany, Delaware. She was telling me that talking about snow on the news, so I'm a little concerned about that. Please let it be over with or start on Thursday night or be over with on Wednesday night because I do want to move on Thursday. I'm very excited. I'll share pictures with you. I'm going to share the journey of the packing, which I'm going to talk about next. Packing, changing your life. What is it that keeps us from being mobile? What is it that keeps us from being free to make a decision to change our lifestyles? We get set in our ways. Perhaps family, perhaps it's what you think is expected of you. What is it that has you stuck while you're dreaming of your tomorrows? Is your life like a soap opera and you're waiting to develop your lifestyle like it's going to happen for you? You work at your job and you put all of your effort and energy into your job and you don't live your life. What are you thinking? Are you waiting for something to happen? And you're thinking, how come I'm not so lucky that it doesn't happen for me? You need to start searching for your tomorrow. You need to start making your tomorrow happen. It's not easy. It doesn't happen quickly. But if you take little steps towards something you dream about, towards something you wish will happen, toward that life you want to live. Let's talk about a haircut. We go and we get our haircut, and maybe we make a change. Maybe we decide to get our haircut in a different way than we've worn our hair before, or we want it a little shorter, or we're going to leave it a little longer. It changes our perspective. I lost some weight in September, October, and I've kept most of it off, although a few pounds have creeped back on. But when I lost the weight, I also went and I got a haircut. And for the very first time in years and years and years, I got my hair cut straight off, a blunt cut, one length, blunt cut. And probably 4 or 5 inches came off, and frankly, it's back already. But I cut it, and I was at a job, and the client came up behind me and did not recognize who I was because I had lost some weight and my hair had changed. My hair has basically been one length for a very long time. Sometimes I kind of layer it in the front and give it a little texture, but my hair kind of looks the same over and over and over. But a blunt cut is very different from having some layers to give it some volume. And they didn't recognize me. It was a huge change where I was thinking it was a very simple change. We're willing to do that. We're very easily willing to go and cut our hair, dye our hair, change our hair. We're very willing to go and do that. Why are we not willing to stretch beyond what we think we can do? Let's get back to me. I was going to leave the apartment that I'm in June when my lease was up. And I decided to start looking at apartments early to see what was out there, to explore, to go to different neighborhoods. And I've been looking at apartments everywhere, close to the city in New Jersey and far from the city in New Jersey. I know that I don't want to go back to Long Island. The cost of living there and the lifestyle there is not the lifestyle I want for myself. I love mid-rise, high-rise living. I love it. never thought I was, but I always dreamed about it. So living in a mid-rise building, I like this lifestyle. So I know that's what I'm going to seek. What I miss about being in a house is I miss my garden. I miss outside. I miss a cup of coffee outside in the morning, and I miss a glass of wine outside at night. I miss breathing fresh air. I miss being able to walk to the water. Those are the things that I miss the most. I don't miss something going wrong in the house and having to be repaired. I don't miss all the upkeep. I don't miss the work and the expense of taking care of the roof, the front door sprung a hinge. The hot water heater went, and oh God, we need another dryer. A hole blew out in the pool. The solar panels gave us an avalanche. I don't miss those things. I do miss being able to go outside in my own personal space. So where I'm going now in my search for tomorrow is I've wanted a balcony. I've wanted some outdoor space. I have wanted it so desperately that I started looking, and I keep looking in areas that would give me a water view and a balcony. And I've looked everywhere from New York City, Queens, Brooklyn, New York City, Washington Heights, down, you know, really down in the village. I've looked everywhere. Up in New Jersey, just on this side of the bridge. And I've looked as far down as Red Bank. Red Bank I've talked about in the show, and I absolutely love Red Bank, New Jersey. And there was actually an apartment that came up with a balcony on the Navasink River. But it was a one bedroom. It was not a two bedroom. So I keep looking. I looked as far as Seabright, New Jersey, which is really a hike. Who the heck wants to travel that far into New York City? But I found some great houses to rent, views of the ocean. This is what I want. That's the kind of life I want to wake up to. That's the kind of life I want to go to bed. That's my search for tomorrow. So I started the search a few months ago, and I started looking at apartments, and eureka. I walked into an apartment that felt like me, looked like me. Does it have a square on view of the water? No. When you sit on the balcony in one particular corner, you're looking at the water very comfortably. Otherwise, you're looking out the windows and you can see the water on the one side of the apartment. The second bedroom side of the apartment looks at the cliffs of New Jersey. It's a beautiful southwest view. I can't wait to live there. So I walked in and I was able to hold the apartment, and then I was able to negotiate out of my lease, and I'm leaving. On Thursday, I will be moving. So my next show, I will be talking about getting out of boxes, whereas this show, I'm talking about the fact that I am in boxes. So 2 weeks ago, I made this deal, and 2 weeks ago, I started packing. And I knew I could get out by the 15th, but I thought I had until April 1st. But the management company where I live now wants me out by the 15th because somebody wants my apartment. Everything lined up. Why? Why did it line up? I can't answer it except for intention. I am incredibly grateful for many of the struggles that I've gone through in the last 10 years. Incredibly grateful, and there's not a day that I don't wake up and open my eyes and say thank you. Thank you to the universe. Thank you, God, for being there for me. And now it's time for me to be there for others, even more so than I had to be in the last 10 years. I took care of myself, not always terrifically, but I took care of myself as best as possible. And now it's my turn. My children are grown. Like I said before, I have my third grandchild on the way. And it's time for me now to build my life around my dreams. The apartment is the first step. My search for tomorrow began yesterday, because tomorrow I will be one step closer to moving on Thursday. You've heard me talk about planning my trip to Europe. I'm going to Europe on June 1st, and I can't wait. Make it happen. What's going to happen? happen if you don't? Nothing. What's going to happen if you take a step forward toward your dreams? Something. Something will happen. It's now 20 after the hour, and it's time for Girl in Town. I've been all over the place, and I've been saving some things for all of you to talk about, places to go and people to see. What's on my tray this week? There's got to be at least 10 decorating magazines and my notebook and a couple of tear sheets from a few furniture stores about my sofa. I need a new sofa. So Girl in Town went shopping, and she's going to be shopping a lot. But I want to share with you the experience that I had shopping. I won't take my sofa with me when I go to my new apartment. I want to create and completely redecorate in a very light, airy, French country-flavored style. I'm looking forward to it, and maybe I'm just, you know, your typical middle-aged woman, and I want the white sofa and the white chairs. Well, I'm going to get the white, very creamy white. But again, it depends on where. I went to our house, and look at the catalog. It's not sitting here on my tray with the rest of the magazines, like Traditional Home and English Cottage. Oh, here's our house. And Cottage White and Veranda and El Decor and Classic Home. That's my style. All those are my style. And it's what I want to have around me because a beautiful environment makes me feel good and sustains me so I can be my best. Well, I went to Our House, A-R-H-A-U-S, and they had a beautiful sofa that I absolutely fell in love with. However, I want to keep within my budget, of course. It's a handcrafted, I have to get to light, sorry folks, it's getting old. It's handcrafted and it's built in North Carolina. It is, let me give you the name of it, Outer Banks Sofa. It has a slight scallop back, it's three-seater, nail head trim down along the bottom with a traditional foot English arms. And this sofa was just absolutely gorgeous. I fell in love with it. The fabric choices, etc. Well, at our house, it is on sale for $2,500. And I'm thinking $2,500 for a sofa is going to keep me just on a sofa and with no food for a couple of weeks until I catch up. So I thought, okay, I want it. And I want to buy it right now, so I'll figure it out. I'll figure out how to pay for this sofa because it's beautiful. I loved it. And, of course, it was white. Well, I did some shopping online and in person. And this English arm sofa is being featured everywhere and anywhere. Bassett makes it. The Loft in Paramus, New Jersey, the Loft Furniture, makes it. I found it in online in Hooz, H-O-U-Z-Z, and different fabrics and different construction. Some have different legs, some have different pillow backs on top of the basic construction of this sofa. But the best price I got was from the Loft Furniture in Paramus, New Jersey, which was half of what our house is charging. It's the same sofa, folks. It's exactly the same sofa. So what I'm sharing with you is that Girl in Town has done some work here to let you know that if you see something in a specialty store or in a design house, it doesn't mean you're not going to see it someplace else, especially if the designers on the floor are talking to you and saying to you, this is brand new this season. We haven't seen anything like this. This is a brand new piece. Well, that doesn't mean it's exclusive. Look around. Do your homework. Be girl in town and go around town. Do look everywhere and anywhere, and it doesn't matter the higher end or the lower end. Look for what you want. Search for your tomorrow. Search for your sofa. Search for your lifestyle. Search for the thing that you want, that you love. I have a dining room set, and you've heard me talk about it, and it's got six beautiful upholstered chairs, and I want to reupholster them for my new life. And I went and saw an upholsterer yesterday and spent time. I spent about 2 hours with them. And if you're going to reupholster, plan on spending that kind of time to figure out the look you really want. Whether it, unless you see something in a magazine, you call them up and say, I want this particular fabric, it's going to take time to search. I left there after ordering swatches and asking the designer to continue to look for particularly what I want. They kept trying to sell me what they wanted to sell me. They kept trying to talk me out of the weight of the fabric I want. I want a lighter weight fabric. I don't want a heavy upholstery weighted fabric. I don't know if heavier upholstery weighted fabrics are easier to work with than the lighter fabrics, but I want a chintz. I want a cotton twill. That's what I'm looking for. That's the feel I want on my dining room chairs. And I want a watercolor look. I want a blurred out, faded, pretty look that will complement my room, but make my set pop. That's the search I'm in. So I really thought it was going to be quicker and easier than it was. It wasn't. So I spent 2 hours. I left her with homework and I said, okay, order these four swatches. I'll get them. I'll look at what it looks like. But I want you to continue to look. I want you to continue to find ideas for me. Here are pictures of the magazine. Here is what I'm telling you I like. Here is what I want. Don't buy something somebody is selling you. Ask them to give you what you want. That's the search. Be patient. Wait for it to come along. Because when it does, you will be so happy. It will fill your life. It will enhance your life. It will be you. And it will be your lifestyle. This is Just Call Jennifer, and I am Jennifer Annee, A-N-N-E, no accent on the E. The name has changed, and the game is just getting interesting. Give us a call at 657-383-0732 and weigh in. Let me hear what's going on in your life. Let me know what's holding you back. What are you afraid of? What will happen if you put yourself out there? What will happen if you start your search today for your tomorrow? What does your tomorrow look like? Do you have any idea what your tomorrow looks like? Do you have any idea what you want? How you want to live? Maybe you're in a relationship where your partner has absolutely no desire to change anything, but you do. What will happen if you change something? Why not? What's keeping you stuck in the life you have? I remember having a conversation with a client who said they couldn't move because the animals would never acclimate. Well, I can prove to you folks that animals will acclimate, because if they're with you and nothing changes in the consistency of their care, they will adapt to any environment. I have a dog and a cat who adapted to apartment living after having a house. Just like me. They adapted just like me. Now, after my son moved out, he took the dog with him, and the dog has acclimated to having lots of space to run around in and chasing the deer. And coming back to an apartment does not make her happy. She likes the free open space. And the cat loves to live a solitary life with me. She's very, very happy without a dog in the house. We can all adapt to something new. So what's stopping you from experiencing something new? You have to ask that question. So ask that question here at 657-383-0732. Just ask Jennifer and create new order. I went to Rehoboth, in Delaware a couple of weeks ago. So I'll continue Girl in Town for a few more minutes because we will be talking about shopping and developing your lifestyle and your style. What's going on around you? Do you like what you see or you don't like what you see? You know, I actually got rid of quite a few books in my purge as I'm getting ready to pack. Now, I have too many packed, but I got rid of so many books and so many books that I absolutely loved. But that's my past. My future is new. It's time to lighten up and it's time to discover new things. When I was down in Rehoboth Beach, went to a few shops, and there are a couple worth, you know, mentioning that there was a couple of sweatshirts that I saw. They were funky and fun, and bought a gift for my son for his birthday in August. And it's Rehoboth, Delaware. It's a town in Lower Delaware. 1,500 people live there, and it's about a mile boardwalk that was built in 1873. And what's interesting about Rehoboth is it's still, even though it's a tourist place, it still feels very homey, very hometown. It's a great place to visit. And when I was shopping there, and the reason that I mention it now is because I'm looking for that new style and that new look. When you go on vacation, when I was on vacation down in Rehoboth and I was looking around, I thought about it, and that's a completely different lifestyle that I live. Start searching for your tomorrow when you're on vacation. Think about, I encourage you, to think about what it might be like to live where you are vacationing. Ask the questions about the crime rate, the socioeconomics and the sociodynamics. Ask the questions about the climate. Ask the questions about the values of homes. Ask the questions about the nightlife. Ask the questions about the schools. Ask those questions about community groups or senior groups or artist guilds. Ask those questions when you're on vacation, because I wonder if you ask those questions, if it will open up your search for tomorrow. Maybe it will pique your interest. Maybe you will think about maybe relocating to a different life. Maybe when you retire. Maybe before you retire and start looking for another job so that your life is not revolving around work. Your life is revolving around your lifestyle. What have you tried new? Anything new lately? Have you tried a new class? Have you tried a new food? Have you tried a new exercise routine? Have you tried a new social group? Have you tried a new way of communicating with your significant other? Why not? Isn't it time you give something new a try? It can't hurt. It can only enhance. It can only open a door to build something new to think about. Again, tonight, we're talking about searching for tomorrow. What do your relationships look like? Are you creative? Are you getting creative in your relationship? Do you want to be creative all by yourself? How about your communication skills? Do you have a conversation over dinner, or are you looking at your smartphone, or is the TV on? How about your whole house is quiet for 2 hours a day? No technology, just communicating. How about not even communicating? How about everybody acts in silence? Maybe there's reading going on. Maybe there's dreaming out the window going on. Why not give something new a try? Does everything have to be in motion all the time? Does there have to be some evolving drama every minute of the day? How about simply quiet? How about you sit with a pen and paper in the quiet? Every day, give it a few minutes of quiet to sit and think and ponder, reflect, dream. It's your search for tomorrow. what is it that you are looking for? And don't tell me you can't do it. I can't make a change. I can't live somewhere else. My significant other would never go for it. The kids would never adapt. The kids would never want to. It's a struggle every single day where I am, but I don't know what's out there. Well, why not go and give it a try? Go and take a look around. Take a weekend. Take a ride. Look in another town. Look in another state. How many hours does it take to get there? From Long Island to New Jersey takes an hour without traffic. An hour. Now, if you're all the way out on the east end of Long Island and you're all the way down to the bottom tip of New Jersey, you're talking about 4 or 5 hours to get there. Take a ride. Start exploring other places. Do you hate the winter? Then start looking at the summer months in or the summer states that have warmer weather most of the year. Do you love the cold? Look at Minnesota. What's wrong with Minnesota? Maybe there's something interesting there. Why not look into it? Look into North Dakota, Montana, Washington State. Washington State can be beautiful, and it's not all super cold, and it doesn't rain there all the time, like so many people say it does. What about Southern California, Texas? How about Louisiana, Kentucky? I know some people that relocated from Long Island to Arkansas. I never thought about Arkansas except that it's in the middle of the United States and you can't get to water. Apparently, there's a few lakes around there that you can get to. There's a big world out there. What do you want to make you happy? I put a lot of focus tonight on the sofa. That means a lot to me. I love to lay on the sofa and watch a movie. But I also love my environment to look good. I want everything around me looking good. So that's our organizing topic tonight. What doesn't look good? What is bothering you in your environment that you can work on reorganizing this week? Anything. Doesn't matter what it is. I have to tell you, in the last 2 weeks, I have made 5 or 6 trips to Goodwill with things that I'm not keeping. That doesn't look like my life going forward. I've gotten rid of everything from clothes to bookcases. I'm looking at it saying, I haven't touched this in years. I moved it with me 3 years ago, and it's something that I haven't touched. I'm getting rid of everything. My son was here for a few days. He spent a few days because we hung his art. He was commissioned for a building in New York City, and we hung his art up, and he was here to help me do that. I was loading the car for Goodwill after we got the art project done and before he left, and there was a cake plate that I had 2 of them. One of them broke, and it's a mirrored top, and it's a bronze finish with some beaded tassels sort of hanging off of it, and I loved it, and I would serve on it, and it was always out, and, you know, it was just a piece that I loved, and it was in the Goodwill pile, and he looked at me, and he says, "You're getting rid of that?" And I said, "Yeah, do you want it?" And he goes, "No." He said, "But wow, there's some big changes going on here." There are. It's time for me to leave behind what once was and to look forward to search for tomorrow, to look forward to what's coming in my life. I will tell you that I have wonderful relationships. I have wonderful friends. I have my family. That my family is my heart, and so are my friends. And I'm grateful to have the relationships that I do. But the relationship now that needs more of my attention than any other relationship is my relationship with me. And that's what the search for tomorrow is all about. It's becoming a better person, becoming the person I want people to know, to live a life of example, to live a life of fulfillment, to live a life of comfort, but to continue giving in order for me to continue giving in this life, I must be strong myself. Fit, healthy, mentally strong. Gratitude is my main focus every single day for how lucky I am to be able to do the things that I'm doing, to be able to have a show and speak to you and tell you about the little steps that I am making toward the life I seek, so that maybe it will give you an example. Maybe it will give you a moment to think about how you can change something. I mentioned before a haircut. We easily go in and we get our haircut restyled, recolored, changed, leave it longer, cut it shorter. We easily do this, but we don't easily change our environment. We don't easily change our career. We don't easily seek a promotion. We don't easily work on ourselves to become stronger, to understand how to get better at our life. You've got to put the work in on your life. You've got to put the time and effort in on your life. Pick up a hobby. For goodness sake, I know so many people and I ask them, what's their hobby? And they say they don't have one. What do you mean you don't have a hobby? Nothing? What do you do with your life? You go to work and you go home and collapse? Or do you go home and focus in on something interesting? My problem is I have too many hobbies, way too many hobbies. I want to experience everything. I want to spend time on everything. I want to do more, do more, do more. I always want more. One of my best friends right now is laughing because I say that frequently. I want more. And that's how I live my life, a quest and a search for tomorrow. I want to get better. I want to improve, work on my swimming, work on my tennis, work on my dancing, work on not having knee pain by drinking too much coffee. I want to work on me so I can be better for everybody around me. This is Just Called Jennifer, Create New Order Blog Talk Solutions Radio. Give a call at 657-383-0732. You can write to me at solutions@createneworder.com, and I'll answer your emails or bring them up on the show. And my blog, written word, createneworder.wordpress.com. This is Just Called Jennifer, and I am Jennifer Anae. Thank you, bensound.com, for your lead-in and your break music. We're talking about lifestyle. We're talking about love, relationships, motivation, creativity. That's what this show is about. What is holding you back? It's time to get a life that's easier. It's time to rein in spending. It's time to rein in the wrong direction, say, about food. Spending in food, fitness, financial fitness, physical fitness. What are we doing wrong? What are we not paying attention to? It's really important to get motivated, to get stronger in the areas of your life that suffer. What is the area that suffers? Are you financially strapped? Are you having trouble paying your bills? Are you having trouble making ends meet? Are you having trouble with nutrition? Can they be connected? Are you spending too much money on low nutrition food? Are you gaining weight because you're spending less money to buy food that has lower nutritional value? Did you know that if you spend a little bit more money on high-impact food, you need less of it to feel full? We have become a sugar society. Everything is full of high fructose corn syrup. If you're shopping in the middle aisles of the grocery store, you are eating food that is actually not giving you nutrition, but it's actually making you crave more food. Don't buy prepackaged foods. It's easy to say, it's hard to do. Every once in a while, I slip, but I will tell you this. It's better to cook it yourself. doesn't matter what it is. If you love pizza and you want pizza, make it at home. Make fresh pizza at home and use the best ingredients. You will be full on less food with a better quality ingredient. It will cost you less in the long run. How fit do you want to get? What's going on in your life that's out of balance? What's going on in your life that's out of control? It's time to search for your tomorrow. What do you look like tomorrow in your head? Worse or better than today? Many of us don't think about it. We're not even thinking about what tomorrow looks like. We're just trying to get through today. That's the problem. While you're getting through today, you should be working toward tomorrow. And I'm not talking about your job necessarily, but you do have to work on advancing in your job if that's what you want to do. But you need to look at your life. What will make my life better tomorrow if I do something different today? Is it eating less? Is it moving more? Is it decluttering your environment? Is it filling your car full of items to take to Goodwill? What will make your life better? Do you need to have 100 baseball caps? Do you need to have 100 pairs of shoes? Do you need to have every single pair of jeans that you ever bought that you'll never wear again available to you right now? Why are they there? Why not spend some time? Why not calendar and make your organizational plans this week to try on clothes? Start in the back of your closet, the way back of your closet, and start trying on clothes. And if it doesn't fit today, put it in a bag for Goodwill. Start your search for tomorrow. If you're not wearing them, if you're too many pounds away from wearing something, or it looks utterly ridiculous on you because you've aged, and we're all not Rita Moreno, and we can't wear the same Oscar dress that we wore in 1964, I believe. We're not all her. Why not let those things go? You will feel freer. You will feel lighter, and you will feel like there's more possibilities in front of you. A weight will be lifted. So let's open the closet this week and try on everything, but start from the back and commit to a solid 20 minutes every single time you open that closet door. Every day, spend 20 minutes trying on clothes. And if they don't fit, and if you don't like them, and if they don't look good on you, then they need to go. Start there. Start your search for your new look tomorrow. Open the closet and try on the clothes. I've done it myself. As I'm packing, I've pulled things out of the back of the closet and I've looked at it and I've thrown it on and I'm like, nope, definitely not going to do it. Not going to wear it. And it's gone in the bag. Why not? Why not start your tomorrow today? Open the closet. There's been a lot going on in politics this week. Nothing super crazy, but I did see that our president is now willing to talk to North Korea instead of threatening North Korea. So that's good news. And I saw a commercial today on Hulu about today is about women. This week was International Women's Day. And there's an entire campaign on Hulu about the world now is about women. I think the world now is about women and men. Women are 50%, or actually 51% of the population, and men are 50% of the population. And I think it's about women and men. I truly wish that we could get to the point where we would all treat each other as people. How about we're all people? If I do job A and some other person does job A. How about we both get paid a parameter for job A? How about we're all grateful for what each other or other people contribute to the world? How about we just look at things as if we're a bunch of people? Why does everything have to be broken up between women and men? I don't get it. I would like to deal with people. Doesn't matter if it's male or female. Doesn't matter if it's black or white or Asian or Latin or European or Icelandic. How about we're all just people and we treat each other with kindness, with respect, with interest, because people know things you don't know. In your search for tomorrow, why not search for the comfort in looking at others as if they're people? Don't judge. You can form your opinion. You can have experiences with people that you may not want to have again, or maybe you do want to have again, but they're just people. And at the end of the day, life is a struggle. Why not ease the burden on somebody else and yourself by easing the opinion of others based on gender, race, religion? What's the big deal? Really think about it. What's the big deal? Just call Jennifer tonight at 657-383-0732. This is CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio. And I'm talking to you tonight from my apartment that I'll be leaving on Thursday. It's a happy apartment that I landed in about 2.5 years ago. And I really am happy to say goodbye to. I will miss some things. I will miss the neighborhood. I will miss the supermarket. I will miss the fact that I can go to Jade House Chinese food and pick up French fries. So it's actually really good that I won't be able to do that anymore. It won't be too convenient. They'll keep me on my diet plan because my search for tomorrow has begun again. It begins over and over and over again because I keep searching for my tomorrow as a published writer, as a motivational speaker, as a friend, as a mother, as a daughter, as a sister. That's my search for tomorrow. It's the search for me, Jennifer and A. And this is CNO Blog Talk Radio, just called Jennifer. I'm closing the show a little bit early tonight, and I hope you enjoy your daylight savings, which also began last night at 2 a.m. I'm so happy to have it brighter outside. Thank you for joining me tonight, and listen to the podcast during the week on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be back next Sunday to let you know how the move went, and you can call and join the show at 657-383-0732. Drop me an email at solutions@createneworder.com and ask your questions and also give your input, because next week we'll start live broadcasts on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, which will be on the Constant Contact. So go to Constant Contact and sign up for the newsletter so that you can get the bulletins. I will be broadcasting live on YouTube frequently going forward from here so that you can see how my search for tomorrow is ending into the results and my dreams coming true, so that you can start your search and make your dreams come true. Thank you for joining me. This is Jennifer N.A. Good night.